It's really wonderful to be with all of you. I was just thinking of the last few days. Friday, I got to teach, I'm calling it the superhero school for the homeschool kids, junior high and high school, two different classes. But just last night, I got to be at the Pro-Life Wisconsin Gala. I'm the chaplain for Pro-Life Wisconsin down near down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, about an hour and a half from here. So I did the 4 o'clock mass, and I hopped in my car and drove down there, and then drove back afterwards, spent a couple hours sleeping so I could keep refreshing on offering the traditional Latin mass. COVID and a bunch of other things kept me from doing it for quite a while. It's wonderful to be back. So, you know, here I am with these homeschool families. Here I am, you know, with these I call them shock troops. They're the tip of the spear, the vanguard. Those people who were at that pro-life gala. It was just this huge banquet room, just filled with the most amazing people. And I count you as that too. So I get up this morning and be with all of you. And if that weren't enough, all the UW students are here on campus this weekend for their retreat. So, you know, the reason I'm pointing to all that is that this is a time for us to really unite, to come together, to be that family of God, right? But to be united in strength. I'm very excited where the diocese, by way of Bishop Hying, is going to be looking at evangelization, we are looking at it. We got kind of a core group that's been working together, and now we're going to branch out and kind of go from the 12 apostles to the 72 disciples. And you can see, and then from there we're going to go out. It's all good. But one of the things we're going to concentrate on in the year ahead, so it starts at Advent, is seeking holiness. And one of the things we can never do, I know I never do, and I pray you don't either, is feel like we've reached a pinnacle of holiness. And there's no further we need to progress, to be perfected. And if we get to that point, you know, that's really when the devil kind of moves in. There's two major ways, especially in our times, that the devil's moving in. One is pride, kind of that elitism. Don't we see that all around us? Kind of a smug elitism, sit down and shut up and do what you're told and all this stuff is going on. We can't get bought into that. I truly believe, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of exorcists and I've kind of done more study on my own and I've just tuned into all that, but I think it's a manifestation of demons that's going on. This elitism, this pride that's erupted all around us. And again, trying to get us all to persecute us in all kinds of ways. Censorship would be one of them. And then, but the other one too is division, the demon of division. And that's something that you and I have to really work hard at, because the demon wants us to be at each other's throat. And you divide and you conquer, right? You divide and you conquer. That's a big tactic of the devil. But, you know, all these, you know, homeschool families, Pro-Life Wisconsin, here today, you know, these UW students, all these are signs that we are working at, and we continue to work at being united as a family of God, as a family of God. See, we got to be united and strong together. So seeking holiness, yes, but also seeking that united force together. And this just popped into my head. I didn't plan to talk about it, but October 7th of this year was the 450th anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto. And I have been talking about that. But when you look back on what that was all about, it was a weak and divided Christianity at that time, Catholicism. And so what did they have to do in order to win the battle? They had to collect the remnant forces. You know, those who wanted to still fight. And to stand against the onslaught of evil. And so what was formed was the Holy League, right? These collection of remnant forces. You know, my last 3 days, you know, is a small but very powerful representation of those remnant forces. We do want to fight. We don't want evil to win. And we do want to be those vessels of joy and love to other people around us. Oh, you know, it said in that second reading, my joy is, you know, I want to share my joy with you, to share in my joys, God. And so, we do. There's so much to be hopeful for. Okay, we can't allow ourselves to get beat up by the enemy. And then again, what happens is we get weakened, and if we're not careful, we sour and start attacking each other and all kinds of stuff that the devil easily manipulates us with. This is a time for us to unite. This is a time for us to burst out with God's joy and love to the world. So this is a wonderful time. So get ready for Advent. We're going to be doing some wonderful things. I'll leave that for another day closer to Advent to start talking about that. Also, men, you'll notice the sign out there for the Men of Christ, Madison Men of Christ Conference. It's going to be in the Dells November 13th. I put a big poster up out there, so make sure you're part of that. What is that? Again, that's uniting, you know, getting the men together and being a power to be a force to be reckoned with. And that's what's needed, isn't it, right now? You know, the devil seems to be winning. Why? Because we cowered, and I'm not talking about you specifically, but I'm saying the culture, the church, we cowered and we allowed ourselves to divide ourselves. And so we're easy pickings. Let's stand up once again and be the Holy League. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.